Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's program, we tell you how the SRC will be providing more disease-free planting material to the agriculture sector. Stay with us to find out more, and later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Andre Palmer. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
Then how I eat so?
Callaloo and fried dumpling.
Callaloo? Where you get it from? You plant callaloo?
No, me buy from me Sinus boy, in Peter.
Jeez and peace, Sharon. How much time if you tell you no buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the callaloo yesterday and this man in half fight gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me callaloo for $30 a bungo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me no have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police, 119, Crime Stop 311 or the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit.
A new $500,000 water filtration system is expected to enhance the Scientific Research Council SRC's capacity to produce more disease-free planting material for select food crops. The system was provided by the Caribbean Agricultural Research and Development Institute, CARDI. It will be used in the SRC's Biotechnology Plant Tissue Culture Unit to produce a higher volume of clean planting material, especially for root and tuber crops such as sweet potato, cassava, yam and dasheen.
No planting materials coming from the SRC Tissue Culture Lab should have any form of harmful microbes because we are producing clean planting materials. And we are very confident that this will impact positively on our reach and span of our tissue culture planting materials.
Executive Director of the SRC, Dr. Cliff Riley. He says the new equipment will save the SRC money, noting that the agency has been purchasing water for more than a year, costing up to $200,000 per month. Research scientist Ryan Francis says the water filtration system will help the SRC to produce large quantities of plants inside its laboratories.
In the lab, we produce plants in jars, and these plants are multiplied over a period so that we can reach the quantities that the small farmer is expecting or purchase.
CARDI acquired the equipment under the European Union-funded Agriculture Policy Program app. The app is funded under the 10th European Development Fund and is being executed in the Caribbean by the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture in partnership with CARDI and the CARICOM Secretariat. The program targets three areas: policy, CARICOM Secretariat; technology, research and development, CARDI; and agribusiness and market access. The specific objective is to increase the capability of agricultural development organizations of the Caribbean and Pacific regions to address the development needs of smallholder agriculture, with smallholder producers being the main beneficiaries. And now our Jamaican saying of the day. On a same day leaf dropping a water, it rotten. Translation: it's not usually the same day that a leaf falls into water that it will rot. And this means things can deteriorate gradually and imperceptibly. Therefore, it is foolhardy to be complacent and take people or things for granted.
Do not post your location on social media. Predators are always seeking potential victims online.
Always walk in groups. If you happen to be walking alone and suspect you're being followed, make an alarm or go into a crowded area to get help.
And parents, ensure you have a recent photograph of your child to assist the public in identifying him or her should your child become missing. And remember, under the ANANDA alert system, every missing child should be reported immediately to the police or the Office of the Children's Registry.
That's it for today's program. I'm Andre Palmer, with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.